morning, everybody. Welcome back. I'm glad you're with us. It's 88.1 WIPR, Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Coming up, an in-studio performance by the pop and R&B band Sojourn. But first, the Baltimore Playwrights Festival has introduced three new plays in this year's edition. Maryland Morning theater critic J. Wynn Russick has been to see the festival's final production. It's a play called 14 Days in July. Here's her review.
Although 14 Days in July focuses on the Israeli-Palestinian summit at Camp David in July 2000, one of the play's most moving scenes takes place at Gettysburg. Middle East envoy Dennis Ross accompanies Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak to visit the Civil War battlefield. Barak draws a chilling parallel between that war and the dangers facing his own country. The conversation then shifts from political history to personal history. Louis K. Schrager adapted 14 Days in July from the memoir The Missing Piece by Ambassador Ross, the playwright's longtime friend. Produced by the Theatrical Mining Company as part of the Baltimore Playwrights Festival, the play examines the politics, personalities, and frustrations of the unsuccessful summit.
This isn't about tactics anymore. The president's patience has run out. It's time to get past the games. We're running out of time here. We need to get down to the real give and take.
John Robert Wright portrays Ross, the play's guide and storyteller. Under Barry Feinstein's direction, Wright imbues this dedicated diplomat with seriousness tempered with genuine humanity. Along with the Gettysburg scene, a series of recurring phone conversations with Ross's wife offer a glimpse of the man outside the tense negotiations. Wright's portrayal is the fulcrum of the production, which I saw in rehearsal. Percy W. Thomas also gives an intense portrayal of adamant Yasser Arafat. The Palestinian Authority chairman repeatedly calls Tom Blair's President Clinton his friend, but ultimately proves intransigent.
The Israelis did what I asked. From your guys, nothing.
Mr. President, I heard what the Israelis offered. It was not very much. Years ago, Prime Minister Rabin promised me much more.
He did not.
The insights in 14 Days help illuminate the misinterpretations and missed opportunities that not only prevented peace then, but continue to embroil relations today. Playwright Schrager borrowed considerable text from Ross's book. He trimmed the nearly two dozen negotiators down to a cast of 11, still a large number by today's stage standards. And the playwright missed a few opportunities to dramatize scenes that are merely narrated, particularly when the Israeli delegation hosts a Shabbat dinner. Coincidentally, a play called simply Camp David by Lawrence Wright premiered at Washington's Arena Stage in March. Wright's play focused on President Carter's 1978 treaty-producing Middle East peace talks. It also had a strong scene set at Gettysburg. But despite the star-studded cast at Arena, the Baltimore Playwrights Festival's modest, unevenly cast production has a gritty, behind-the-scenes accessibility, due in no small part to the human scale of the character of Ross. 14 Days in July is one of only three plays in this summer's Baltimore Playwrights Festival. Of the five plays originally announced, two were canceled, one due to artistic differences and the other due to a casting shortage partly attributable to Baltimore's burgeoning theater scene. The result is the smallest lineup in the festival's 33-year history. The Playwrights Festival still receives upwards of 70 submissions a year, and, as it has for a decade, it will participate in the Kennedy Center's Page to Stage Festival in a few weeks. But Baltimore Playwrights Festival organizers acknowledge that it's time to revitalize and grow into the 21st century. Having followed the Baltimore Playwrights Festival for three decades, I know that it fills a need, developing and presenting new plays by Maryland playwrights. Seeing a work like 14 Days in July furthers my hope that the festival can meet its challenges, restructure, and come back bolder and healthier next summer.
You can catch the Theatrical Mining Company's production of 14 Days in July at LeClerc Hall on the campus of Notre Dame University of Maryland. Shows are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday until August 31st. Come to wipr.org/Maryland Morning for all the details. Our theater critic, J. Wynn Russick, returns on September 8th with a review of the Everyman Theater's new show. And later that week, Judy and I will talk about the upcoming theater season, and we'll take note of some of the highlights on this season's theatrical calendar. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.